Hello, my name's Roger, and welcome to the Uncommon Knowledge Children's Series. And I'd like to tell you a dream story. What's a dream story? It's a story you listen to when your body is fast asleep, so that your mind can enjoy a wonderful dream. A dream that's going to help you to become stronger and braver every time you listen. So get yourself nice and comfortable. Close your eyes and let's begin. Now, before I tell you this dream story, I want you to let your body become nice and still. So just take in a deep breath and then breathe it all the way out. That's it. Excellent. And then you can start to imagine that your feet are going to sleep. First your left foot, and then your right foot. Each and every toe falling asleep, because those feet have been carrying you round all day. Everywhere you've been today, every game you've played, those feet have worked very hard. So now, you can just let those feet go to sleep. And then, when those toes have dozed off nicely, you can let your legs go to sleep, because your legs have been working long and hard today too. Everywhere you walked, every time you ran or jumped. And it's time to let those legs have a really good rest, where they can feel all heavy and dreamy, and fall into a nice, deep sleep. And then, when those legs are snoring away gently, it's time for your hands to get some sleep, because your hands have picked up so many things today. Toys, or pens and pencils, or maybe food and drink you've had. And after all that busy picking up and putting down, those hands would really enjoy a nice rest. A good, deep sleep. Left thumb. Right thumb. Each and every finger just getting sleepier and sleepier, and dozing right off. And you know how exciting it is to watch your favorite TV show and enjoy all those different adventures, different stories every time, as you watch the screen. That's just what a dream story is like. Watching a screen full of stories and adventures, as your arms start to feel so sleepy, and your shoulders. And every part of that body feels heavier and heavier, and more comfortable. Like being wrapped up in a great big cozy duvet. Or a warm, soft, cuddly blanket. And when your body goes to sleep like this, your mind can just go off on an adventure, all of its own, to another time, another place, where a little girl called Jessica Morley, Jessica with the dark curly hair and great big eyes, was busy telling her friends about her amazing Uncle Tom, the famous explorer, with his big bushy beard and sunburned face, with his sturdy old hiking boots and stained brown leather hat. Just what a proper explorer wears, even when he comes to visit his little niece, Jessica. And just last night, Uncle Tom had been telling Jessica about some of his strange adventures and about the jungles and the mountains and the deep, dark caves under the mountains in Africa, in India, in South America. And Jessica said to her school friends, "And you know what? Uncle Tom is going off to explore the pyramids in Egypt this summer, because he's heard there's a secret treasure room there, hidden in one of the pyramids. A room full of jewels and gems and golden cups, and all sorts of terribly old and beautiful things that belonged to a pharaoh, that's an Egyptian king, who lived thousands and thousands of years ago, and he wants to find it." And Jessica's friends pressed round her and kept asking her more questions about her uncle. Until suddenly, a girl at the back of the group, Susan, opened her mouth and said loudly, "I don't believe you. I don't think your uncle is a famous explorer at all. You're just making it up." And she went straight up to the teacher and said, "Miss Lemon, Jessica's telling everyone her uncle is a famous explorer who goes around the world looking for treasure." And Miss Lemon, who'd never heard anything about Uncle Tom or his travels, turned to Jessica and said, as kindly as she could, "Now, Jessica dear, I'm sure that's not really true, is it? It's a good story, but you really mustn't go around telling tales like that." And Susan turned and smiled smugly at Jessica and said, "I told you so." And poor Jessica went bright red and said, but, and she didn't know what to say. Because, you see, it really was true. her uncle was an amazing explorer. But now everyone thought she was just making it all up. And when school was over for the day, Jessica was still feeling very upset. When she came back home to find her uncle sipping peppermint tea from a mug and reading a book about ancient Egypt. And she ran up to him and said, "Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom, the other children at school don't believe you're a famous explorer. And even Miss Lemon, my teacher, thinks I'm telling tales about you." And Uncle Tom said, "Well, Jessica, we'll show them, shall we? Because it's nearly the end of term, and me and your mum and dad have a surprise for you. And if you like, you can come with me to Egypt in 2 weeks' time, and you can see inside the pyramids yourself and find the treasure with me." And Jessica's great big eyes got even bigger with astonishment, and she gripped the sleeve of Uncle Tom's jacket and said, "Can I? Can I really come to Egypt on an adventure? Can I be a real explorer with big explorer boots and a brown leather hat like yours?" And Uncle Tom said her special hat was already waiting for her. But then he looked at her very seriously and said, "But Jessica, there's just one problem. Your mummy and daddy are quite happy for you to come with me, but they're worried that it might be too difficult for you." And Jessica jumped up and down excitedly and said, "Oh no. It won't be too difficult for me. I can do anything. I can. I can." And Uncle Tom smiled and said, "The inside of a pyramid can be a very dark place. And your mummy and daddy tell me you don't like the dark at all." And Jessica gulped and let go of his sleeve and stepped back, because it was only too true. She certainly did hate the dark. And when her parents turned off the light at night, she would lie in bed worrying that there might be monsters in the room, under her bed, or maybe in her wardrobe, or perhaps behind the curtains. And she always wanted to keep the nightlight on so she could feel safe. But now, what about this adventure? It would be the most exciting thing in the world to go to Egypt and see inside a real pyramid. But then, a great stone pyramid must be so dark if you've only got a little flashlight. And what if it stopped working and everything went really, truly dark? And Jessica looked up at her uncle, a little bit timidly, but also a little bit hopefully, and took hold of his sleeve again and said, "Uncle Tom, if we're going in 2 weeks' time, do you think maybe I could learn to be brave about being in the dark by then? Because I so want to come with you." And Uncle Tom smiled down at her and said, "Jessica, when I was a boy, I used to be terrified of the dark too, you know. I used to imagine all kinds of frightening things in my bedroom. And I used to have a nightlight too, just like yours. But I knew I wanted to be a famous explorer. And a famous explorer can't be afraid of the dark. So every night I trained myself to be a little bit braver. And then a little bit braver still. And I practiced switching the light off in my bedroom for 10 seconds, and then switching it on again for a while. And then I'd switch it off for 20 seconds, and then switch it back on again. Then 30 seconds, then a minute, then 2 minutes, then 3. And I wanted to find out how long I could stay calm and brave for. And you know what? Gradually, day by day, I began to find nighttime more cozy, more peaceful, safe in my bedroom. And I don't see why you can't try this for yourself. If you ask your daddy for a lamp, maybe with one of those dimmer switches, so you can spend a little time in the dark, then a little time with the light on, then spend a tiny bit longer in the dark, then a little time with the light on, so that you're in control. And then that bit of you that used to be scared learns to relax and learns that it's safe and cozy to sleep and dream at night without worrying. And I had a really kind teacher at school who told me that all animals love the night, and some of them like to curl up nice and snug somewhere safe, like dogs and rabbits. And other animals like to come out and play, like mice and foxes. And the night is the time when Santa Claus delivers his presents, when the tooth fairy buys your old tooth from you, when magic happens, and when safe, cozy sleep happens. And if you want to look at the stars, like the astronomers do with their telescopes. You can only do it at night. And if you have a really good telescope, you can see galaxies millions and millions of miles away. Because the night is an amazing, magical time. And you know what else she told me? I was really surprised. She told me that if you ever scare yourself at night by imagining monsters, you have to use the same bit of your brain that you use to paint pictures at school or write stories. So being able to imagine all sorts of monsters is actually very clever and creative. And because they are your monsters, you can turn them into little friendly monsters with little friendly voices. And you can make them go on exciting adventures. You can send them out to save the monster princess from the dragon, or go on a monster quest for cookies and candy. And I tell you, Jessica, once my teacher told me that, I started to turn any monster I ever thought of in the night into an exciting story the very next day. And I started to write down their adventures and drew lots of pictures of my monsters. Until any time I thought of a new friendly monster, a smile would just appear on my face, and I would start looking forward to the story I would come up with the next day. Because you really can learn to enjoy the night and learn to feel safe in the dark. And for the next 2 weeks, while they were getting ready for their great Egyptian adventure, Jessica worked really hard at practicing being brave in the dark. She thought of how her friend Bill's dog, Tricky, likes to curl up at night in his basket, and how he feels so snug and safe in the dark. And she thought of the magic of the stars and the moon when the mice come out to play in the fields. And she practiced turning off her nightlight just a little bit longer every night, because she was going to go on this adventure to Egypt. She was. And she was not going to let anything stop her. And the day grew closer, and Jessica got more and more excited. But she didn't tell anyone at school, because she wanted to surprise them all when she got back. And then, at last, the day came, and she woke up early, and Uncle Tom gave her her leather hat, and some proper explorer boots. And she hugged her mummy and daddy and boldly set off on her adventure to Egypt. And do you know what? When Jessica made her way into that huge pyramid in Egypt, down the long, winding, dark, dusty corridors, with strange Egyptian pictures along the walls, she was so excited about the magic treasure they were going to find, as step by step they tracked it down, tightly holding her uncle's hand, that she completely forgot about the dark. And I wish I could tell you how amazing that treasure room was, about the sparkling diamonds and the shining gold cups they found, about the newspaper reporters and photographers that came along to take pictures of Jessica and her uncle bringing up the treasure. But that's really Jessica's story, and she likes to tell her story to people herself. But what I can tell you is this. When Jessica got back to school after the holidays, she was clutching an enormous blue diamond and carrying a newspaper with a picture of Jessica Morley and her Uncle Tom on the front page, standing in front of the pyramid. And Jessica walked right up to Miss Lemon and handed her the paper and said, "You see, Miss Lemon, my Uncle Tom really is a famous explorer, and now I am too." And she showed the class her blue diamond from the pyramid. It nearly made their eyes pop out of their heads. And you know something else? Jessica now sleeps with the light off every night, like a brave explorer who knows that the night is a time of cozy snugness, just right for resting and dreaming, so that you're all nice and fresh for the adventures that are waiting for you tomorrow. And that's the end of our story. You listen to that really well. So until we talk again, goodbye for now.